Blog Talk Radio.
This program is sponsored by P4P Muscle, the number one drug-free sponsorship in the world. If you are a drug-free athlete and are looking for a solid foundation to stand on as well as a vehicle to drive your goals, check us out at P4PMuscle.com. And now, let's talk. I am Desiree Fletcher, and he is Kalen Patterson, and we are P4P Real Talk. Happy Thursday, Natty Nation. Happy Thursday, Kalen. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing all right. I mean, I'm still high off of that Tuesday show, Real Talk, with Derek and Mara.
That's right. Derek Davis and Mara Winters. We definitely had some real talk, getting their opinions about DFAC and, you know, just some real honest thoughts on where they think the sport and the industry needs to go for the natural community. And if you haven't had a chance to listen to it, do check out Blog Talk Radio. Look for P4P Real Talk and check the archives, and you guys can get all the latest and add your feedback to the conversation as well. It was a really good show. It was a good show, so you're definitely going to want to check it out.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
And speaking of good shows, we have got another awesome one for you. In fact, we have, I would say, one of the, well, all of our athletes are stars, but really a really bright, shining star, an up-and-comer in the natural world is going to be on the phone with us tonight. Kalen, who are we going to be talking to?
Actually, this lady is, when I first met her, she was just, she had a phenomenal physique and was just more than ready to compete on stage. So when I met her, I thought she was already a pro, but she was actually getting ready to earn her pro card status. And I think she has the mindset and has been one of the best at doing her homework for learning the different organizations, the criteria, and, you know, what they expect in the different shows. And I'm speaking about Miss Pro-Yo. Her and James are just two of the best people. Yes, two of the best people you can meet, and I'll let her say the rest because she's got a lot more to speak about it than I do.
So, Angela, welcome to Real Talk. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hey, guys. Hey, I am reporting live from the Natural Olympia right now. We are in Las
Woo-hoo!
Vegas at the Bally Hotel, and, I mean, everybody
so
is
awesome.
Here. We're all lining up for Tekken, and, I mean, you can just, like, feel the energy right now. Everybody is excited. There are kids practicing on stage, and, I mean, I can see at least a dozen different countries just from where I'm sitting, and the P4P booth is looking awesome. I just got to say that. I mean, they've got a ton of stuff, you know, for sample and for sale, and I know that I'm going to be manning that booth tomorrow from 3 until 5. So, yeah, that's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome just, you know, to take pictures and, like, meet people, and that's going to be while the amateur league are up on stage, so I'll actually get to see some of the show, which is really fantastic. So,
awesome.
Yeah, this show has been, you know, such, you know, this is the end of the year. This is everything that we've worked for. You know, I mean, my family is flying in from across the country to see me compete this year, and I mean, I don't know if it gets any bigger than that. I mean, you've got the Olympia, like, I've got my family with me. Like, this is as big as it gets emotionally and in the natural world. Like, I don't know what else. This is incredible.
I mean, just so exciting. I mean, the Natural Olympia is like the pinnacle of natural sports and bodybuilding, and, you know, the fact that you're there. And, in fact, you're not there by yourself because you have some P4P brethren that are going to be on the stage with you this weekend.
Yes. Kathy Vega and I will both be doing Pro Physique, which, when I found out, made me feel so much better about getting on stage and just kind of quelling a little bit of nerves because I'm like, oh, my gosh, now I know somebody and we're on the same team. You know, like, when I get up there, it's a lot less for competition for me, and I feel like the stage is an equalizer almost. Like, we've all worked so hard to get there, and no one is any better than anybody else, you know? we've just come to show the work that we've done so far, you know? Like, we will never be done, but this is what I'm bringing so far, you know? So this is what it is, and we're really making sacrifices to really bring out that raw energy and emotion, to just leave it all out there, just leave it on the stage, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And what an amazing package I know that you've got on the stage, too. So why don't you tell us a little bit, I mean, about the road to the Natural Olympia? I mean, what does it take to get here, get there, I should say?
It really starts with a decision that we made last year. I don't know about other people, but for us, this is a decision that we not only need to budget for, but plan for a year in advance, because any kind of angle that we can find to save money, we will. Just to make it out here. I mean, forget, you know, the work about the bodybuilding part for a second. I mean, financially and planning wise, like, we need to know, you know, where's the cheapest flight? Where do we eat? You know, how can I, you know, cut costs during the year to really make a ton of small choices to make this show happen? So, I mean, we're not talking about, like, oh, well, let's do the show, you know, a couple months out. Like, we're gonna work on it. No, like, we've been planning for a year. So,
are you talking about you and other
athletes? My husband and I.
You and your husband, yeah.
Yes. Me and my husband, James Yeo. James is the man behind the magic. Like, I know it sounds really cheesy,
yes, he is.
I am who I am because of that guy, and I, every chance I get, I hope he knows, like, how much I appreciate his work. He really, I mean, he took care of the flights, you know, like, made sure that our rooms were right. I mean, there is a ton of back work that does not happen in the gym that needs to be done for this to come off successfully and without, like, huge... you know, problems, because you've heard the horror stories. People get to a show and something's missing or something's not right, or you don't have the paperwork, and suddenly it's a disaster and you're fighting through things when you should be off in the gym or finding food, you know. So, like, he has created such a smooth environment. Like, there's always going to be something, but he really, my husband he just clears the path for me, because that creates, that gives me the space to just work hard. You know what I'm saying? When you're not distracted and someone is giving you that kind of help because they love you and they want to just support you at every turn, like, you are free. You're then free to just work your ass off.
And then that makes everything so much easier.
And it's incredible. And I am really, really, really grateful.
So there's something that I want to talk about, because this is the Natural Olympia. So, I mean,
yes.
It's big. It's really
yeah.
big. And there are, I mean, just like at the DFAC Worlds, where you had international competition, you have the same thing there. And, you know, I've touched on it, but I don't think people grasp an international show, just how big that is for a competitor, because we're used to doing state, we're used to doing local, we're used to doing regional. But when you talk about another part of the world, just speak on
yes.
that.
Did you say comment on that?
Yes, please.
Oh, my gosh. What we've seen from people who get here to the show, I mean, it comes, especially, I mean, the Australians, like, let's give them the risk, traveling 24 hours to get here. And you do not
yes.
do that unless you have brought, you know, your A game, and you've been training, you know, for them as well. They've got a budget like crazy to make sure that they can make these flights, have the hotel, and then maybe do a little bit of vacation, you know, while they're here. So, I mean, a lot of them are the same way. They would never have made it to the United States if it weren't for this show. It brings people together, and we all have been just working like crazy and trading information. And awesome. Cheyenne just came up and gave me a P4P tank top. Oh, yes. And, you know, like, people are coming from all over the place. You know, like, we've Germany, we got the Czech Republic. I mean, last year we had 19 countries, and the INBA is in 50. So, I mean, I know that Team India is here. I've seen them. They walked in. So, what this means, it does not just represent like a bunch of training that you've done. Like, these people are working with their lives and their hearts is to get here, to sacrifice and make this trip. It's like, it's the Mecca, you know, like,
yep.
All year people are talking about it, and, you know, like, not everybody can make it here. And I will be very honest,
right,
saying that not everyone can make it, and not everyone can make it every year, you know? So when you come and you really see what it's all about, your heart just, you know, you can't help but feel it, because there's photographs at every turn, you know, beautiful bodies, people that are trading information from across the globe about how they train.
Yep.
And, like, you know, you've got your kids divisions that are doing well, and your handicap divisions, and, you know, everyone is just, it is a vibe like no other. We'll put it
yes.
that way.
Yes. That's what I wanted to hear, because that's the gist of being fit around the world, because it's a shared bond, and it's so special. It's just so special.
Yeah, it's
so
hard.
It's a lot of
soul-searching, you know?
Oh, I'm sure. And that's just part of it. So I guess my question just leads into, for our listeners who, you know, maybe they're not familiar with the Olympia at all, how do you make it there? Do you qualify? Are you invited? How do you get your name in the ring for this show?
Well, if you are not part of the INBA at all, you will, I believe that you can come in, like, as a pro from another division. If you've never competed before, you need to maybe do a local show that has a novice division and do well there. You do not need to be a professional athlete to compete at the Olympia. I'm not even sure if you could be a novice here. There might be a novice division, but I'm not exactly sure. Like, a lot of the information you're going to find from the website, but I also suggest finding a really good person, a really good athlete that has been through the INBA. If you need help kind of figuring it out, I would really contact someone who's done it and ask them
mm-hmm.
how they did it. And really finding a show that's local to you. There's a lot of INBA in the West. There's a little bit in the Midwest, which is where we came in Chicago at the Natural
mm-hmm.
Universe for a couple of years.
Yep.
And you do have to qualify for the Olympia, though. You do have to do one show beforehand, I believe. So my qualifying show this year was the North American Nationals in Chicago, which is the closest one we could make. And
yeah, yeah.
I was awarded my pro card and physique there. And here I am. I'm going to be stepping on stage with pro physique women at this show, and I could not be more proud of this division and everyone who's worked so hard. So that's how we made it.
Awesome. Well, and we couldn't be more proud of you, too. So, I mean, you are
a
stunning athlete. So I know you are going to fit right up there with everyone else. I'm just wishing I was in Vegas right now to take all of this in. I'm missing out.
It really is.
I am missing out.
I mean, a lot of people do come just to see the athletes. We met a few people last year that didn't even know anybody that were competing, but they bought the tickets because they are a fan of fitness. They're a fan of the bodies, because we're suddenly in a room full of 100 other people that are just like us. But when you go out into the world, we're unique in our small towns. We're unique in our cities. Not a lot of people look like us. So we do attract, you know, people that are spectating and genuinely want to learn, you know, how do we do it and where do people come from? And the stories that everyone has of their journey are incredible. When you were talking backstage and you get to hear what people have been through, someone is born this type of an athlete, you know, building. They're still in the process, you know, and it's so physical. It's so mental. It's an honor.
Oh, I love the way you said that, because, you know, I have learned that it's, you know, bodybuilding is a wonderful sport, but not everybody that loves it wants to actually compete. They just love the
exactly.
fact that, yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, bodybuilding is you don't have to do it. You can still be fit and take it to a whole new level on your own in any kind of, you know, you could be a powerlifter, you could be a CrossFitter. Bodybuilders just choose to do a little bit different type of body shaping and try to find a way to, you know, like you see a physique. And I know that's what happened with me. I saw one woman and it just changed my life because I saw how she looked and I instantly knew I will be happy like this, you know? And I cannot say, you know, it has never been not true, you know? Like, it has absolutely come to be a fact for me that this, you know, kind of shaping really, really makes me happy. It's just an insane art form and, you know, it's body modification at its finest. It's really awesome.
Yes. And, you know, to have James in the background, to have, you know, Team Hard Body, to have P for P, like you said, it's you on stage, but if people really understood the amount of people that go into making us humbling to anyone that was around.
It's like every individual person has not just their friends, but maybe compete, but, I mean, they've got their resources, and that's what we all are for each other. I have some coaches that I've been working with. Terry McBee is amazing. She's been with me since last year. We just overcame our first one-year mark, which I never thought I'd work with anyone that long, but she's just incredible.
He's excited.
I thought something happened. Okay.
He's happy. That's his happy.
She's just incredible, and I know that Kaylin has done some interviews with her in the past. I know they're on YouTube, so it's kind of crazy for me to see and be talking to him now. And before I had ever, you know, I still haven't met her in person, but to be working with such an elite athlete, and the Hard Body team, I mean, they're business. They work, and they want to make sure that you have what you need. And now you expand upon that, like I've got my husband who is doing all the background work for making the show happen, and they're helping me with my coaching and my nutrition. I do all my own training. My workouts are my own. Like, my body is by me, luckily. That's a really fun thing. You know, so I do that whole end. But then you've got your family that is, like, your emotional support and financial support. Let's be honest. Like, this is not a cheap sport. Like, you have to find resources somewhere, and people do find it in the goodness of their heart to see someone chasing their dream and want to help. And that really, that is enough to break you down right there, because someone willing to help you get where you need to go. Like, when I did my first Olympia, our plane tickets were donated by our very good friends who had a bunch of, you know, sky miles from them busting ass doing work. And
wow.
If it weren't for those tickets being, maybe I hardly doubt I would have been here. I mean, we couldn't afford those flights, you know? So it was like, once we had those tickets and it was, that part was taken care of, it was like, oh my gosh, how can we find solutions for the rest? You know, I mean, it was such a huge first year, you know, and because of that first year and all the support that we had, like, this is where we're at today. And I can't even believe it. It's hard to take it all in. Too much for one person, really.
It's a living dream. I mean, that's the best way to say it. And
they're all,
you know,
around, And everyone around me right now is doing a little bit on their own dream. And how can you not just love to, like, trade that energy and, like, keep that good vibe going, you know? Like, no matter what kind of a trip they've had, you know, and what they've had to fight through, everybody is working on something really big in their life. And I love that. I love being around that.
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
it's
definitely
something to
feed on.
Yeah, and to get the epitome of the best of the best, and to get to feed off of that energy. I mean, you know, I can remember meeting Rico in person and realizing, man, I got a lot of work to do. And it wasn't like a bad feeling. It was a great feeling.
No, it was good because you saw that it was possible.
Yes.
In a natural athlete, if you're like, oh, my gosh, these people have gone once before me, and somehow that gives you a confidence that you can do it too. You're like, oh, shit. You know? What am I waiting for?
Exactly.
Just jump in and do it. Exactly. So we have a question for you because people are watching what you're doing and how you're doing it. And so
we have
a question. Yeah, it is always awesome. From Rihanna in Florida. And she says, I competed and looked my best but could not maintain my diet to look the way to look that way in less than a month. I know she, meaning you, is doing a show in less time than that. Can you please ask her how she does it? So what she's wanting to know is how you are staying or how you stay stage ready when you have back-to-back shows and even make gains possibly when you have back-to-back major shows.
Or even lean out a little more, which I think is the physique kind of idea. You know, I have never done two shows this close together before. They were exactly 2 weeks apart. The DSAC World Cup was in Miami. So not only was it a huge show, but we flew to a coast for that one, and now we're flying to another coast for this one. I have never worked so hard in my life to make this so worth it. And it really comes down to, like, your mind state. You absolutely have to be mentally tough. And if you find yourself in a moment of weakness, like, you have to forgive yourself immediately and get back on and start that work and that self-support again, because competition is real work. It is real hard work, and it has to come from deep in you, and you have to be constantly reminding yourself why you're doing it, what the outcome will be, what you will get to see, not just in your physique, but in your strength in yourself, and knowing that you have this incredible sense of accomplishment. It was definitely hard keeping it together diet-wise after the show because, you know, in your mind will definitely try to find you, like, this is okay, that's okay, I've got 2 weeks, and none of it is really okay. You know, like, let's be honest, your diet is absolutely everything and will keep things easy or hard from that line on. So just knowing that and definitely coming back to the coaches and the family, like, you know, like, it's good to have support from them, but honestly, I didn't really turn to a whole lot of people in between shows because I knew that in those moments when you're alone at home, like, you have to be 100% self-support. So you, in those choices that you make, you find the strength that you need. So it's all about good choices and consistency and having that plan in place, knowing that I already had macros for the next week before the show was even over was really good. I knew what I could eat, when I could eat it. I knew what my training needed to be and how that was going to progress. So really before you went into the show, I had my peak week for the 14th, which is this week, and I had my peak week for October 31st, which was for the world. So I have a long plan in place, and you have no questions about what you're going to do next. So I think as long as you don't have any nebulous areas, it can really help, and you just keep that in front of you, and you work the plan to the best of your ability. And like I said, if something happens, you have to leave it. You have to leave it in the past, forgive yourself, and just really get back on as soon as you can and not punish yourself. Like, this is not about that. I can remember one time recently I was getting kind of down on myself. I didn't think I was doing good enough. And my husband looked at me and he says, "This is supposed to be fun." You know, and just like lighthearted as all get out. He's like, "This is supposed to be fun." And I'm like, "You are right." You know, like, how could anything be too wrong as long as you're working on this huge goal? You know, like, don't be sidetracked by the small things. Try not to put your legs and your arms on obvious landmines, please. But for all things, like, have fun with it, you know. And thank God he said that in the moment because I did need to hear that. We can't get so wrapped up in being self-critical that this is meant to be a joy. This is not meant to drag you down, you know, at all, you know. So that would be my advice, is to have a huge plan in place, not just for the show, but for after the show, for the night of the show, the weekend, and then the weeks after, and leading right back up into your next one. So comprehensive, something easy to do and follow, and do what works. You know, like you can use that show that was 2 weeks ahead to fine tune for the next one. So this is the end of the year for me. I'm hoping that I have pulled together as much new information as I can, and can display that well. That is all I want to do.
Well, that is definitely a well put together roadmap. And if Rihanna, if you're listening, for anyone else that's out there, you know what? It's all about knowing where you're going and planning for it every step of the way. So, you know, and sometimes it's hard to know because sometimes you're like, we're going to jump in a last-minute show. But, you know, this,
keeping
your why
in the forefront. Yeah. Yeah, keeping your why in the forefront is huge. Like, why are you doing this? Like, what is the end outcome? You know, and, like, just always having those positive reinforcements. Because, I mean, if you get too run down, it can be easy to think that there's no way out but work, and you're only working for a show. And that's just not true. You are working for you. You're not working for a federation. You're not working for even a team. You're working for you, and that's what makes you good for the federation, good for a team. Like, as long as you are whole and you do this with your spirit, just keep that in mind, you know, always, always.
Truth.
Well, I'm loving that.
Truth.
Go ahead, Des.
I was just going to say, so, I mean, your husband, I mean, obviously, he's been a real rock and inspiration. He's planning for
Woo!
You. He's upbeat. what other hats is he wearing in this pro-yo train that you're both riding right now?
Oh, my gosh. He is behind... Let's see, he's behind the website. He takes pretty much all the pictures, you know, like especially progress pictures for coaches and stuff. But, I mean, like when we're out and about, you know, like he's always, like, finding something that is going to help promote. I mean, like back in the day when we were at the first Olympia, he had the idea of making up, you know, even little cards with all my information on it so we could just meet people faster. It wasn't about business. It was just so I could, like, put my name and my number on something and give it to somebody so we could start, like, networking, because these are my people. Like, these are, you know, I love talking shop, you know? So he just came up with so many ideas. Like, you know, he has done the shirt, you know, came up with the print, and, I mean... I can't even say. I mean, I do all my own cooking, and like he doesn't do much on that end or anything. But I mean, when we need to go places, he figures it out, you know. And I would say that's a huge deal. So he's behind anything that you see on the internet. He helps out with that. We're on bodybuilding.com. He helps keep that up to date. You know, he helps me organize finances so that we're on top of. Just anything that needs to be afforded throughout the year so that we're always on the same page with that. He is an incredible, incredible husband, and he's really got a mind for this. And I think he has fun with it. So, I mean,
awesome.
Just incredibly supportive, you know, like so lighthearted about the whole thing. You know, I couldn't ask for a better person with more patience. And he's really sexy with the beard. Let's just put that out there. You'll know him when you see him. If you're at the Olympia, you will know this guy. So
it is no November.
We're hard to miss.
So tell us about the Pro-Yo website. What is it that we're going to find if we go out there?
We do a lot of updates, just kind of where we're going to be. What we'd like to do is kind of start posting more workouts and stuff, things that are a little bit more interesting. But we kind of do like day-to-day basis stuff, where you can find me, like where I work, places that you can get a hold of me at, things that I've done and just kind of want to be able to help people with. It really didn't start as too much a promotional site. It was just kind of a collection of things that we were doing, really. So it was just kind of like, let's put all of our stuff in one place. And people were, you know, like just interested, which really blows me away even now that anybody would have made it easy to kind of put it out there for people to find. So, I mean, like our links to P4P, our links to the Hard Body team, you know, any federation that we're interested in or competing with. And we really try to pass on more information to other athletes. Like anything that we find out here about the Olympia, we try to make it that much easier for the next person. So if we have tips and whatnot, we'll post those. just because, like, we are our own network, and not everybody can get back to you from the higher up, like, no matter where you're at. So it really comes from inside the athletes to get information across, you know? So it's just kind of a place to have fun and collect all our information on everything that we're doing and who we're promoting as well. Because, I mean, we like to thank the people that have helped us. And that makes it fun, just being in the group and, you know, just working on different projects. Like the radio show, that went up. You know, we do shout-outs and thank yous and help people find other athletes. And, yeah, just kind of have fun with it.
All right. And where do we find you at? What is the web address if somebody out there is wanting to look you up?
It's www.angie.com, but it is spelled ANKHJII.com. And from that website, you can get to my Instagram, my Facebook. I also have an athlete page because that made it easier to get to even more people and help them, you know, find information they need. Let's see, what else? You can find all my locations for, like, where I've worked and where I am working and what I can do over, you know, the internet. So that's pretty much it. So it's Angie.com, ANKHJII.com.
All right. I hope you guys got that. ANKHJII.com, Angie.com. What's with that spelling? How did that come about?
Oh, that just is kind of like my fun spelling between friends, because I don't really prefer to be called Angela. It's just too formal. So Angie and the whole, you know, Egyptian with that symbolism really made it fun, and I enjoyed kind of, it makes it more artistic for me. So it's just, you got to personalize everything in my book, you know, put your own flair on it. So it made it fun. And it makes a great signature, which I really enjoyed kind of doing. So
now, before we get far ahead with the Olympia, there, you've been quite the celebrity at home as well. You know, you've made, some TV appearances, newspaper, what, radio, everything, yeah?
I'm sorry?
I said you've been a celebrity quite at home in Ohio, yes?
Well, it's been interesting. Yeah. I mean, when we first started doing the Olympia in 2013, like I said, when we really started reaching out, what established that was we didn't know what to do, so we tried everything. We tried local radio, and we got a hold of our local news stations. I ended up in a couple local papers, and like the biggest newspaper in Toledo, which was The Blade. And that area in Ohio was on channel 11, 24, and channel 13. They came to my house, and at the time, I didn't have a gym. I built everything that I had thus far from my house with a Bowflex and some free weights and a couple of rooms that were probably not well insulated in the winter. So it was pretty hardcore back then, you know. So and we didn't have the funds to come out here. But it was like, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, I thought. You know, like, we have to jump. You jump or you stay where you're at. So we jumped. Mm-hmm. And they, like, literally, they're like, what gym do you work out at? And I'm like, at home. And they're like, okay, well, we'll be there. So the news station trucks would show up at my house. They would bring in this interview equipment. And I'm like, holy crap, this is actually happening. So I would do a little training. And, you know, we shot the photos for the newspaper article, like, in my house in the gym, in my little home gym, you know. So it was really incredible. And the only thing I was trying to tell people, you know, like, we were trying to point them towards the GoFundMe page that we had going. And I just felt like if anybody had been chasing a dream, then they knew what I was doing. And I wasn't really asking anybody for anything. I just was like, you know what, if you've done this, then you know what I'm going through. And I just left it at that, you know. So It was really incredible. We had some people reach out to us that we didn't even know that felt that, you know, to try and help us get here. And ever since it's been really nice. That was a really big jump to put ourselves out there like that. And that year after doing the Olympia, it was like I need to quit my job. Like I quit my job that I was doing, and I moved right into personal training after the first of the year, and I've been doing it ever since, and I know that this is where I'm meant to be. So you just don't know what's going to change your life, and this is it for me. You know, feeling really good about the decisions that we've made.
I mean, and it's awesome to hear the story that, and you're fortunate because you were able to identify your passion, like, boom, right off the bat and pursue it. And for everyone, it's not always that easy, but the fact that you did it and were able to make that jump, I mean, it just shows, you know, a lot of courage. Because even if some of us do recognize what our passion is, you know, we're always tentative, well, I can't leave this because of this, and how am I going to pay for that, and da-da-da-da-da. And it doesn't always work.
I'll tell you
what. It doesn't always happen for everybody.
No. I'll tell you what it was. It was a few big decisions and a lot of little ones. You know, it was like, well, I'm probably not going to be coming back to my job after this round of work. And, you know, I had to be cool with that. And every day you kind of wonder, is this right? What if this falls through? You know, what's the worst that could happen? But what if? What if this works out? Mm-hmm. You know, and I just knew that once I made this jump into personal training and working in the fitness industry, that this was it for me. Like, I don't want to work anywhere else. So if I fail at this, I have just, you know, that's my life. Like, it was at that level that I was making decisions on the one hand. But on the other hand, it's the small ones. You know, like saying that, you know, like today I'm going to make sure that I'm designing my own diet. Because like I said, I was on my own from the beginning, you know. Like what mm-hmm. small steps can we take? You know, how can we plan? It's not just we're going to do the Olympia this year. It's every small decision that it takes to make that a reality. So small things are what get you there. And the big decisions are what does it. So little things.
So what were you doing before you made the jump to become a personal trainer and start that line of business?
Well, I was working in my hometown. We have a world-class, the Toledo Zoo is world-class. It's just an amazing establishment. And I had been working there in the horticulture division for about a year and a half. So I was doing grounds work and, you know, operating like heavy lift machinery, tractors, boom lift stuff, and like really hard manual labor, you know, like digging ditches, digging stumps. You know, I like being outside. I don't, I've never sat behind a desk a day in my life for work that didn't have to do with maybe, you know, some paperwork for personal training. But I've always been really active. So I've either done outdoor work or, you know, like I would, you know, clean or something. I've always been really active. But That outdoor job, I like to say, was like a farm fit job. Like there's no, you don't have a choice but to be strong when you're hauling, 50 pound bags of salt in the winter and shoveling and just like, you know, I really like putting my body to work and it just works for me, you know. So being in that job, I felt like, you know, there wasn't a whole lot of places to move up to, and I was kind of glad that it was time for me to get out of there because I had amazing bosses, and they all supported, you know, if I needed time off for a show, they helped me work with it. And, you know, if they hadn't been such cool people and, like, really down to earth, I wouldn't be where I am right now. So I owe a lot to them for making things flexible and, you know, like, doing the interviews and, like, bringing a little bit of light to, you know, my city, because Toledo's a bit small, but we have some real great people and really great things. Our museum and our zoo are incredible. And that was where I was at before, you know. So that's kind of where I came out of immediately before this. And I know that this is going to be my job for life in one way or another.
Oh, and there's so much to do with it. So what, I mean, obviously you're the Olympia now. That's where your head's at. You're getting ready to rock the stage. But, you know, what are the next, you know, many little decisions that you have after that? Where is ProYo headed?
I do like to usually keep things kind of close to the vest because a lot of our decisions are not just private, but it's they're fun and they're personal, and a lot of them, I think, there's not a whole lot of surprises left in life, and like, you know, treasuring these decisions that we're going to make next are they're fun to kind of keep to yourself for a while, and then when it's time, you'll start, you know, you'll let people know, like, what your next path is. I really like how you said that. My head is 100% Olympia right now. Everybody's got, like, a fire going for 2016, and I'm really enjoying kind of picking up where people are going to be and what they're going to be doing. And right now, it is all about today. It is all about this weekend. And, you know, having my family come in for this, like, I really am not putting down any for sure's on anything next year. But I will say there has been some huge and unexpected interest in me and my project.
Ooh.
And I didn't realize that people were paying such close attention and how many people have been watching me and coming up to me and saying that they've been watching what I've been doing for a while, you know? And then, like, these opportunities are coming up and there's offers that have been made, and I'm really not going to make any snap decisions about anything right now, because I think you really need to take it all in and, like, make small decisions like that would be to kind of keep it, you know, to myself for a moment. But I feel really fortunate
enjoy
that
the moment
is coming this way, and that we can kind of maybe use that as a platform to help other people. So I'm feeling really good about our opportunities this year. Let's put it that way.
Well, it's very exciting, and you know we wish you the best in anything and everything that you do.
Thank you.
We are coming to the part of the show that is always my least favorite part of the show, and that's the end. We are nearing the end. I know! You always have such a good time, and you learn so many things, and you meet so many wonderful people through, you know, the real talk, and then all of a sudden you look down at the clock, and it's almost over! Which I hate. But with that, Kaylin, do you have any final questions for Miss Angie?
Well, not really a final question. Just say hi to the PPP family for us out there, because, you know, Dad and I couldn't make it out there. But I know PPP is representing Olympia.
I will. I will make sure that everybody knows. And like I said, I will be at the booth tomorrow from 3 o'clock until 5 o'clock. So I got, like, 2-hour shift, and we're going to be telling everybody about, like, what PPP is and why they are the realest supplement company out there right now. Like, I will not say, but I will say, I'm not going to get into detail, but these guys have really reached out and been, like, friends, you know, like, more than just, like, people that want you on their team because, you know, it might be good exposure. Like, we would have seen through that shit right away, and I wouldn't have felt comfortable, you know, but they have really made us feel comfortable, brought us in, and it really supported us in unexpected ways. So we're really looking to give back and to just be grateful. So thank you guys so much for, you know, just having me on and letting me break my nerves today, because I'm pretty nervous about tomorrow. This is a week. This is the top of it, the end of it, the be all, end all, and you guys are the rock and rollers, so thanks.
So with that being said, just real quick, because you are going to be just fine, no need to be nervous, but for our listeners, little motivation to send us on our way tonight. What can you lay on us?
What's my motivation? What? I'm sorry.
Yep, some words of motivation. Words of motivation to close with.
Words of motivation. Oh, my gosh. I would say that if you're feeling it out there, like, everybody needs to take a few steps of action towards whatever goal it is that they've got right now. You know, like, they're, you know, being inspired and feeling, you know, encouraged, it does nothing until you really start making, like, some progress towards it. So, like, if you're thinking about doing a thing, whatever that thing may be, like, tonight, get that pen and paper. Write down 2 things that you can action on within the next week or the next day. And I want that ball, like, to get rolling today. You can make a little bit of work and a little bit more progress on it in a short amount of time. So I really want everybody to get that good feeling of accomplishment that comes from getting it done and doing it for you, and, like, really, really chasing your dream and using your spirit to your fullest potential. Like, you have it in you. So, I mean, let's do it. Let's do this thing.
Let's do it. Let's do the darn thing. I couldn't have said it better. So... So I want to, and one of the darn things that everybody needs to be doing is listening in to P4P Real Talk next week, where we are going to have two great shows, and we are going to be talking about Mythbusters. So if you're looking for some real talk, you're going to get some real talk. Next Tuesday and Thursday with Kaylin, Mythbusters, a lot of great guests. You won't want to miss it. On behalf of the Pro Yo, Mr. Kaylin Patterson, P4P Muscle, and myself, your body is a temple. Let's build it.
Woo-hoo!